understanding what I mean by silence. So, as I am speaking, some of you have heard this before, but please don't interrupt and spoil it for other people. Because as I'm speaking, I'm going to ask you also not just to listen to what I'm saying, but listen to the reaction in your mind. What's happening inside of you as I'm speaking? Because as I'm talking, you will begin to notice some pauses between my words. In those spaces, what was going on in your mind? There it was again. You were silent. You were aware without a thought going on in your head. That's why it's a very skillful and effective trick. You know, for the first time, many people have realized, I can be silent. There it is again. And it's beautiful. It's profound. It's deep. And somehow or other, you know there's so much freedom and meaning to be found in that silence. So by giving you a taste of that silence, now you understand its value. Now you have to increase its length of time, so you're more and more and more silent. It's lovely, isn't it? So once you start to value the silence, and take the value off the thinking, you find that there will be many, many more moments of silence throughout your day. Silence will grow on you, literally. Until, you know, you only think when you really have to. And when you don't, you won't. The related technique which helps you remain silent is actually doing what we call little mantras. A mantra is a group of words you say to yourself over and over and over. It's, you know, what the Buddha said in the Sabbasava Sutta, of like substitution, substituting one thing for another. So the thinking goes on and on and on. So you want to substitute a thought, yes, this is a thought, a mantra which you say to yourself, but a very simple thought. Instead of having the thoughts go all over the place, take the one set of words, a mantra, a thought, and keep repeating it again and again and again, because it blocks out the other thoughts. Now, many of the mantras which I heard, you know, as a young monk, yeah, they didn't really work. And one of the reasons why they didn't work is because the way it was used. It's not just repeating the mantra over and over and over and over again. It's important, if you're using mantras to make the mind silent, is to put spaces between the words. Now, there are many, many different mantras, and I just mentioned, you know, the one I was talking about the last time I was overseas, was the old Tibetan mantra, the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, which is, you know, I thought was the most famous. You know, I knew that as a kid. So you could use that if you like. If you're a diehard Theravada, you can, you know, use sort of, you know, Namo Buddhaya, that's the Indonesian greeting, Namo Buddhaya, that means homage to the Buddha. Or, I don't know, you can make up your own mantras if you like, but the important thing, if you're doing, it's just the Theravada, Namo Buddhaya, say. If you're doing that as a mantra, remember to put spaces between the syllables. Na, mo, bud, daya. If it's Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om because the spaces are more important than the words. If you're very restless and thinking a lot, lots of things worrying about, close up those spaces. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. But as you settle down, increase the spaces. Om Mani Padme Hum. And the more you quieten down, the more you lengthen the spaces between those words. Om Mani Padme Hum. Until those spaces get so long, you don't need to say the words anymore. It's a way of learning how to be silent inside. How to stop this terrible thinking mind. And if you ever get upset, angry, anxious or whatever, now you'll always find that there's so many thoughts going on in your head. And it's great to find this circuit breaker, this switch. You can just switch to try and stop all these crazy thoughts. And that's one thing which you can do. Get your mantra. If you're getting really crazy, Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. It's like having going down the gears, you know, in a car whose brakes have failed. It works. So, that's how you can learn how to be quieter, by using that little technique. You can make up your own mantra. The most important part is putting spaces between the words. And getting to know that silence. Getting to respect it. Getting to value it. And after you value it, it grows. Now there's also the problem, which I mentioned last night in brief, which is an important part of meditation. It's an important part of the spiritual path. Fear. You know, it's amazing how many people are afraid of silence. When I first came over here to this part of the bush, and we had this beautiful land opposite where our monastery now stands. It's very quiet. And sometimes we had visitors coming in. And as soon as they came in, they raised their voice. They spoke louder than necessary. And I've seen that many times in quiet parts of the world. People actually raise their voice, almost shouting. And I was really wondering, what is the psychological reason for that? They don't need to speak so loud. And after a little consideration, you realize that the silence was so threatening to them, they needed to destroy it with loud talking, more than is necessary. Because silence is a bit scary if you're not used to it. So, to understand how to overcome the different fears which happen in meditation, I say in every level of every stage of meditation, I describe there are three levels. And this is a wonderful little insight into